Then you have here in verses 9 through 17 the diagnosis of an old case of leprosy. Let me not read here. I'll let you read this section. But will you notice what he's saying here, that apparently leprosy lay dormant in some cases, or it was arrested by some method, although not healed. And this was the case of an old leprosy, as it's called here. Shall we call it, for instance, chronic leprosy? There is no need to put this man up for a period of observation. He is definitely a leper. Now today, they're hardened sinners. And they're so obviously sinners that even their best friends tell them. And under this class would come, well, the hard sinners. And they are the spiritual mafia. They'd like to get out from under the slavery of alcohol, but they are not interested. The same applies to the dope addict. Only a supernatural remedy can help in cases like this. And there's the polished and slick and sophisticated church member. He's unsaved, but he doesn't believe he has leprosy, and he resents being told that he's a lost sinner. The hardened sinner is easier to reach than this fellow here that doesn't think he has leprosy. Then we have here another aspect of old leprosy. It's labeled in this section, old leprosy. Although the entire body is covered, it does not necessarily follow that the case is hopeless. The remarkable statement here in this section is that if the flesh has turned white, the patient is declared clean. This seems so clear to indicate that no sin is hopeless. And that was what Isaiah cried out, "Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint." But it's not necessary, Isaiah said, and that's what God was saying to them, because then he said he had a remedy. "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." What a wonderful section here, and I wish we could go into more detail. Now we have here another section. Verses 18 through 28, we have the diagnosis of leprosy from a boil or burn. Now, this deals with leprosy, which comes from a boil. And a boil was to be closely inspected because of a possibility of leprosy beginning there, just as a small sore may become cancerous. And the same process is followed in a new case of leprosy. The white hair in the boil indicated deep-seated trouble. And so the 7 days of inspection were permitted the priest to determine the direction the boil had taken. And there's always the danger of old sin spreading and becoming malignant. Oftentimes you hear a new convert speak of deliverance from some evil habit. I remember several years ago, I had a man that was a drunken alcoholic. He accepted Christ as his Savior. And then he got very sick, and I went to see him. And I found out he really wasn't sick of anything but one thing. The place reeked of alcohol when I went into his room, and you could tell it. And he began to weep and said he'd gone back. Well, frankly, you just feel like taking a fellow like that and turning him across your knee and paddling him, but won't do a bit of good. May I say that the leprosy can be cured here. We have a Savior, and a careful inspection should be made, and we don't want to condemn him too soon. Been so easy to walk in there and bawl him out and walk out, and he'd have felt badly, and I would have felt badly, and we wouldn't have helped each other. Now we have here, instead of a boil being the basis of leprosy, here it's termed a hot burning. And the hot burning is rather an indefinite identification. It could be caused by a red-hot object or an infection that has fever in it. At any rate, there was a danger of leprosy developing. And this seems to confirm the scripture that teaches us that the flesh must be kept under close observation, for it can break out in the most alarming manner. You remember Paul said in Galatians 2:20, "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And there are other wonderful passages in this connection, like the 6th chapter of Romans and 1 Corinthians 9:27. Paul said he kept under his body. We need to be very careful. And then you have here the diagnosis of leprosy that's localized in head of beard. That's 29 through 44. It might break out in the most unlikely spots. And if it were hidden in the hair of the head of beard, it might not be discovered. And special observations should be made. But it's to be examined rather carefully. And you know, sin insinuates itself sometimes into the chief places in the church, in a Sunday school teachers' meeting, or in a board meeting, or in the missionary society, and it enervates and vitiates the witness of an entire body just as it works its way in. And it may be that the plague in the hair beard is not leprosy, and you have time to make a judgment. We need to be careful about these things. And then we come down to the disposal of the garments. And the garments of a leper were first to be rent, just as torn as in the case of death. The leper was considered a dead man. And the sinner spreads his sin wherever he goes. His disease is contagious, and he infects others. Any father has a right to live his own life as he pleases, but he has no right to take a precious son to hell with him. And there are a lot of fathers doing that today. The leper defiles that which is around him, and that's what this teaches here. Oh, it reveals a great deal about the contagious diseases and the fact that even the garments can carry the infection and spread it, and sin today can be spread, and it is spreading, my beloved.